Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest, Paul Nolte, joins us. Paul, good morning. I'd like to read a few of today's headlines and then have you explain them, okay? Are you ready for this?
All right. This is Jeopardy.
Yeah, Money Jeopardy. U.S.'s Goldilocks moment is at risk. Markets seem pleased with a strong jobs reading, but there are dangers to the economy's just right level.
That would be a headline that you could probably write at least once a week. Because, again, the future is unknowable, and the future this week is the CPI and PPI numbers that everybody's worried about. We've seen commodity prices, especially oil, pick up in the last couple weeks or so over the last month. So we might see a little bit higher print on inflation. And with the very strong jobs number that we got, it calls into question whether the Fed really needed to cut rates by 50 basis points. So there's now some questions about, you know, maybe we didn't need to do that. But again, time will tell on that one.
Yeah, I would think that the Middle East situation could lead to higher oil prices, which could lead to gas becoming more expensive, and that affects almost everything.
It does. It doesn't have as much of an input as it used to. You know, 50 years ago, we were much more dependent on oil than we are today, just broadly speaking. But we've also experienced that, you know, we just passed the one-year anniversary yesterday. So the Middle East has been, it's been getting more heated as we've gone along, but it really hasn't had much of an impact on oil prices until just recently.
All right, that was the Wall Street Journal headline today. This is the Tribune. 401ks will survive election. Politics has less influence than the U.S. economic cycle on how retirement plans fare. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. Because it is one of the questions that we get all the time is, you know, which candidate's going to be better for the economy? The standard comment that I would give is the fiscally responsible party is the one that is not in the White House.
Yeah.
Both of them spend, both of them want to have, you know, all their various programs to go through. So if you look back historically, there's not much of a difference between a Republican presidency or a Democratic presidency. It really does depend on the economy as to how the markets are doing.
And one more headline for you. Credit card balances have become costlier. Now, this is confusing to me because this story is about how banks have been raising interest rates on credit cards for years. But I thought, when the Fed lowers the rate, the credit card rate comes down.
No.
Guess not.
Those have been, even when we were at zero interest rates, credit cards were double digits. Credit cards are very, very high interest, and the worst thing that you could be doing is carrying a balance on credit cards, because it's brutal to try to pay those credit card bills off when you're paying 15, 20, in some cases even 25% interest. So that is not as dependent on interest rates. It is very dependent on your own personal credit, because again, there's no recourse for the bank. You default on it, the bank is SOL. They can't take your house or your car or anything like that. It's a personal loan, so the rates are much, much higher for that.
With those high interest rates, the best investment you could make is to pay those balances off, because you're not going to get that kind of return on any investment. Right.
You could be a financial advisor. That is actually one of the biggest things when we're talking to clients about, should I increase my 401k contribution or should I pay off my credit card? The answer is always pay off your credit card.
What's going on with the technology stocks? Because as you point out in your newsletter, in general, they have struggled against small stocks, value stocks, and even international stocks.
It's just that, you know, they got way ahead of themselves. They peaked out in July of this year. They're right about where they were in July, but a lot of the rest of the market has actually done pretty well. So I think some of it is just excitement about AI, et cetera, and that's what got things moving. We talked about the Mag 7 all of the first half of the year. The discussion has now shifted to other parts of the markets, the economy, et cetera. So valuations on those are still very, very high, and that's part of the reason why I think, at least temporarily, they haven't done as well. And we're hearing some downgrades. Apple's getting downgraded. Alphabet had some issues, legal issues that are coming to the fore. So there's some headwinds for the tech stocks in general.
So with the employment report that came out on Friday and the higher commodity prices over the past month, how will this affect what the Fed does at their next meeting?
To be honest with you, I have no idea, because I didn't think they were going to cut rates by 50 basis points. I thought that they would either stand pat or, at worst, maybe 25 basis points. So I'm certainly in the camp of on the outside looking in as far as trying to figure out what the Fed should do. I would think, though, with a little bit higher inflation, if that comes to pass, the Fed should stand pat. So what we're seeing is a good economic backdrop. The economy is doing fine. Spending is good. Job growth is reasonable. Inflation, a little high, but not tremendously so. So my argument has been for a while, there's really no reason for the Fed to cut rates at this point until we really see some economic weakness. And so far, we really haven't seen it yet.
Well, this has been an historic money report, Paul, because you passed the financial headline test and I became a junior financial advisor.
Welcome to the club.
Glad to be with you. Have a good day. Thank you very much. It's Paul Nolte from Murphy and Sylvest.